Rad Radio, we practice both siderism. You know, we have the audacity not to mindlessly base our opinions on whether something is supported by one particular political party or another. Ugh, this country is a mess. And now, back to the show.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
So this kind of ties in the last two segments. So we did some food news. We talked about Red Lobster is right on the brink of bankruptcy. Mm-hmm.
We're losing all the greats.
Now, if they file it and try to get out of it, they'll be around for a while. The big news really in that story is that their major investor group is saying, yeah, they're done. We're just trying to figure out how we're going to get out, because when you lose that, you're not coming out of bankruptcy. And it's all because they did this all-you-can-eat thing in the most obese nation in the country with their shrimp. And so we did that, and then we just did jokes from the maggots, and we're getting more and more jokes about a man who's just under 5'11 and 176 pounds being fat, which is a really good message to be sending.
Yeah, exactly.
It's because you're not. It's why it's funny.
Hysterical. Jacob wrote in with a suggestion. Says, when Rob talks about obese people, I think that he should start using the term my people. Like, for example, my people are the reason Red Lobster is closing due to miscalculation of how much my people can eat. Just a thought that would clear things up for some. Thanks, Jacob.
Trouble. How many Cheddar Bay biscuits do you think you can fit in that belly?
Don't challenge him like that.
All you can eat?
Some things do not get dignified with responses.
We all need to go buy a bunch of those box cheddar biscuits, though, because if those are going away and Red Lobster's going away, we have to hide them and then resell them for a higher price.
Somebody did email in about a hoarding run on them. I mean, you've got time, but if you want to plan ahead, sure.
Don and I riffed about that after we went to commercial break, and we discussed that it would actually be better if we do the cheat recipe and it's homemade.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Got to learn how to do that.
Be better, but it's so much work.
I know.
This is America. Good.
Sometimes a packet you just open and add water to.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if it's that easy with those, but.
You got to add more cheese to those. Yeah.
We've got tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on October 28th. That's Friday night. You win those, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from tomorrow to be upgraded to front row tickets. AJ, good morning.
Good morning, Rad.
Morning, Ed.
Good morning, AJ. Your caller 18, you'll guess first. If you know the song title, you'll win. If not, we'll go to Andy.
What's that?
Yeah. And Manuel, you're caller 20.
¿Qué pasó, Rad Radio?
Muy bien. Welcome back.
Brandon's part Mexican, as you can tell.
We are looking for a 1981 rock song. A, you should know this song if you want to win these tickets. We don't care about you identifying the artist, which should be obvious. We need the title of this 1981 song. AJ, do you know?
Urgent.
How about you, Andy?
No.
And Manuel.
It's got to be one of their deep cuts. I don't know.
No. Oh.
No lo sé. No comprendo.
I mean, real fans know the deep cuts. I'm betting Bryn Brando sees Tool. He knows the deep cuts. I know that, you know, if I were to go to see Def Leppard, Billy Joel, I'll know his deep cuts.
Hey,
I don't know if he rolls any of them out during the concert, but whatever. That's a good excuse. Obviously, it was a Foreigner song. It is a deeper cut. Yes, it's called I'm Gonna Win. I gotta face it. Don't wanna lose it. Ooh, I wanna taste it while it's hot. Don't wanna waste it. My mind made up. I'm gonna win.
I'm gonna win. Isn't it a law that all foreigners like Manuel should know all the titles of all foreigner songs?
It should be.
Yeah.
I think it's on their test to become a citizen.
Those are the legal ones.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You have.
We don't have many of those.
Three more chances for you to win tomorrow morning at 7, 8, and 9 a.m.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.